Hi everyone, my name is Renu and my guest today is Saima Faisal, from a beautiful migrant woman from Pakistan. And we are in another episode of Between Meals. Welcome, Saima, to my show, and thank you so much for coming. So, am I saying your name right? Is your name Saima Faisal? Yeah?
Yes, you are right.
Okay. Does it have any meaning? Does it mean something? What does Saima mean?
Saima mean is fasting girl.
Oh, fasting.
Fasting.
Fasting girl.
Saim is fasting.
Saim is fasting.
And Saima has come from fasting.
From fasting.
Yep.
Okay. Beautiful name.
Yeah.
The fasting girl. So tell us something about you, Saima. Where are you originally from?
I am originally from Pakistan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which part of Pakistan?
Karachi.
Oh, you're from Karachi?
Yes, right. I'm from Karachi.
So you must be speaking good Urdu language, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
Good.
My first language is Punjabi, and second is Urdu, and third one is English.
English, of course.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so tell us something like, which year did you migrate to New Zealand? When did you come to this country?
We moved to New Zealand in 2014 for better prospects of future, and since it home for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what brought you here? Like, what made you come to New Zealand? Was it your husband who came here first, or you all came together?
Yes, of course, my husband came here.
Oh, he came before you, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
And New Zealand is best of... Why we chosen New Zealand?
Yeah.
My husband chosen New Zealand because it's best country to bring up kids and have better work-life balance. Before becoming New Zealand, we also lived in northern Iraq for about 3 years due to my husband's job.
Okay. Also, was he posted in Iraq as well? What was he doing in Iraq?
He's an engineer.
Yeah. Okay. So you stayed in Iraq before coming to New Zealand?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
About 3 years.
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you find here? How do you find New Zealand? Are you enjoying yourself?
Yes, of course. I enjoyed a lot of things in my family.
But how do you find New Zealand as a country? Like, you know, now you're settled here. So you came here into 2014. And now it's almost been 5 years, isn't it?
Yeah, 5 years.
5 years. So how are you finding it? Are you enjoying, like, in the sense, like, do you find it's a better... of course, you said you came for better prospects here.
Yes.
So overall, how do you find people are friendly, and how do you feel?
Yeah. Yes. In New Zealand, people are very friendly. And when you talk about... people, they are also always a smile on the faces.
Yeah. Yes, even I notice that every time people, you have somebody or the other to help you and support you, no matter what. Yeah,
yes.
That's typical Kiwi culture. Yes, it's good. That's the beauty. Do you have kids, Saima?
Yes, I have two girls.
How old are they?
The older one is 11 and the younger one is 8.
And do they go to school?
Yeah, the younger one is go to intermediate.
Okay.
Block Hospital, and the younger one is go to Hillsborough Primary School.
Hillsborough Primary School.
Yes.
Okay. And are they enjoying it?
Yeah, they do.
Enjoying it, okay. Do you find speaking, how do you find the languages here, like speaking English? Did you find difficult in the start when you came here, or you were comfortable with the spoken language?
Yes.
Are there any challenges for you?
Yeah, it is a challenge for me because in Pakistan we speak in English. Urdu. Yes.
That's your first language, you said.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So tell me something about your education system back in Pakistan and in New Zealand. Are there any differences between the education system in Pakistan and in New Zealand?
Yes. They are very different. Mm-hmm. In Pakistan, you have a lot of studies there. And of course, it's academic. And in here, it's a very casual.
What do you mean when you say casual? Jab aap bolti casual hai, toh casual kis sense mein? Like in what sense? Like, what do you mean by casual?
Yahan pe practically zyada karwate hain.
Hands on. Yeah, more application. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And that's not the case in Pakistan education.
Yeah.
It's more of like theory and rote learning, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff to do, study.
Studies, yeah. People have to like just... It's theory and rote learning, yeah. Unlike the New Zealand system. Okay,
yes.
Cool. So tell me something now about your challenges, overall challenges that you have faced in New Zealand. Or are you still going through any challenges?
Yeah, challenges are faced after coming to New Zealand. It's a cultural shock.
Cultural shock, yeah.
Yeah, husband had to find a job.
So let's take one thing at a time, culture shock. So what when you say it was a culture shock, I know, I remember when I came here in 2004, it was a big culture shock for me also. But when you say culture shock, in what way? Like, what did you find was, you know, culturally shocking for you? Like, rehensain logon ka, ya, is it khan paan food-wise, or what way? Or is it the tradition or the culture overall?
Hamare dress...
Jo hamara dressing style hai.
Yeah. Dressing style is totally different. Food is different.
So dressing style, when you say dressing style, like people here, they wear jeans and pants and all that stuff. Whereas in Pakistan, you wear your salwar kameez and your traditional dresses, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Girls I know are not allowed to wear jeans and pants and all that stuff, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, it's a Muslim country.
Muslim
so
country,
we
yeah.
we do hijab.
Yes.
We do hijab.
Hijab. What do you mean by hijab exactly?
We cover our head.
Okay.
Yes, we almost cover our head.
Yeah.
And now these days change.
Yeah, it's times changing. Are changing. Yeah.
Yeah, times are very changing. Yeah. And we moved. And in a new generation, I see Pakistan, they all are wearing pant shirts and the young children.
Becoming more
contemporary
young and moving with times, as compared to the previous generations.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
So and food.
Food. So your daughters wear jeans and all that stuff, do they? You allow them to wear them, all those?
Yeah.
Or they also wear typical hijab and... Or they're too young for hijab, isn't it?
What do you mean?
It's your mercy that they don't wear it or not. But at what age do you start wearing hijab? Is there any age or not?
इसमें आपको जब समझ में आना शुरू हो जाती है इन चीजों की तो फिर आप पहनना शुरू कर देते हैं लेकिन जरूरी नहीं है कि आप इसको पहनो लेकिन अगर आप पहनो तो ये अच्छी बात है क्योंकि इस्लामिक पॉइंट
ऑफ
रिलीजन यस
यू आर ऑनरिंग दैट यस ऑफ कोर्स या
लेकिन मैं अपने बच्चों को सिखाती हूं कि वो उन्होंने भी पहनना है जब वो ये चीज को समझ जाएंगे तो फिर वो
they will definitely they will respect the religion of course yeah अच्छा food wise क्या different है क्या क्या फर्क पाया आपने food in Pakistan as opposed to food in New Zealand
Pakistan में there are different types of foods
variety
yeah it's very different varieties in Pakistan like biryani Punjabi plow korma and lots of dishes and
my mouth is watering now yes but I think it's global now isn't it you find all those dishes everywhere now I think New Zealand mein bhi sab milta hai we have biryanis and we have kormas and we have don't we
but the different taste
so you mean the authentic traditional Pakistani biryani yes I know you are the queen of biryanis yes I know that yes so how about we share a recipe. I'm sure you would have bought a recipe. Yes?
Yes.
So, what are you going to teach
us? I bought a recipe for you guys.
Thank you. And what is the recipe about?
A recipe is for Bombay biryani.
Bombay biryani.
Yes.
Cool.
It's a different types of biryani.
Yeah.
Like Bombay, Sindhi. Yes.
So, it's basic to hoga. There's some basic that is same. And then what is the difference? Do you know the differences between all these biryanis?
It's a taste, little bit different taste.
Okay, maybe the ingredients vary or something, is it?
Yeah.
Acha.
In Bombay biryani, you add potatoes. And the Sindhi biryani, you don't can't.
You can't add potatoes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just different things.
Acha, the Bombay biryani ki recipe aap hume batayenge, to thode ingredients bataiye pehle. And then step by step how to make it.
Okay. Meat on bones. If you like chicken bone, chicken with bone or lamb or beef.
Or you could take boneless as well, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But when you take a meat with bone, it's a good taste.
It's more succulent and more tasty, yes.
Yes.
I agree.
Meat on bones is 1 kg, small portions. And rice basmati. 3.5 cup.
So basmati rice, हमारे listeners के लिए basmati rice is that long grain rice. Am I right? So long grain आता है.
You are right.
Cool.
And washed and soak. And onions 3 medium size finely chopped. Tomato 3 or 4 medium diced. potato to medium, peeled and quartered, ginger and garlic paste, 4 tablespoons, and yogurt is 1 cup, and cooking oil is 1 cup, and shan biryani
cooking oil is 1 cup?
Yes.
My gosh, that's too much oil.
Oh. Yeah, it's very...
So ghee use nahi karti hain aap, isme oil use karti hain?
It's optional.
Option.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I usually do cooking
with oil.
Yeah.
Okay, I use ghee. It's more Ayurvedic ghee, yes.
Okay. And shan biryani mix packet, one packet.
Oh, that ready-made pack that you get, shan. Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Because it's shan... why I use shan masala? Because shan masala have made it life easier. So mostly I use them as they have a lot of
time. You sound like you're a sponsor for shan or something. Like you're an ambassador for shan masala. Are you? You're selling it so nicely. Yes, go for it. Okay. So now you'll tell us how to make the recipe. Yeah.
Yeah, step of cooking. Fry onion in hot oil until golden and tomatoes fry until oil separate. And meat, garlic, ginger and garlic paste, yogurt, potatoes and shan spicy Bombay mix. Stir for 10 minutes. Add it lamb, chicken or beef.
So isko marinate karke rakhna hota hai pehle? You have to marinate the chicken, the meat, lamb? No.
No, you
just
don't.
Just instant cooking.
Okay. Yeah, you can't. Cover and cook a low heat until meat is tender. Then increase heat and stir fry until oil separates from gravy.
Right.
Separately in 15 cups, 3 liters of boiling water. Still in tablespoon of shan masala, salt and soaked rice. Boil until third, fourth cooked. Remove and drain thoroughly. Separate half rice in pot and pour meat curry. Top with remaining rice, cover pot and cook on low until heat rises fully cooked, 5 to 10 minutes. Mix before serving. Tips for meat, use breast, ribs or shoulder cuts.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good to have tips, yeah. So you're kind of layering them also and then putting it on slow.
Yeah.
Jisko kehte hain dum biryani.
Dum biryani, yeah.
Usko cover karke. I remember usko wo aate ke saath usko neat karke na, cover kar dete hain upar se, nahi? Do you do that?
वो जिसकी आप बात कर रही हैं वो कच्चे गोश्त की जो बिरयानी बनती है उसकी बात कर रही हैं आप. ये दोनों चीजें आपके पास कुक्ड हैं.
कुक्ड हैं.
और इनको सिर्फ दम देना है.
दम देना.
और लो हीट पर.
लो हीट पर. Whereas वो जो करते हैं वो उसमें करते हैं कच्चे बिरयानी कच्चे गोश्त में.
कच्चे गोश्त में जो आप बता रही हैं ना कि उसको आटे के साथ कवर किया जाता है लेयर से. हाँ तो उसमें ये होता है कि राइस और कच्चा गोश्त जो उसको फर्स्ट मैरिनेट करते हैं उस गोश्त को और फिर ऑयल को थोड़ा सा लिटिल बिट ऑयल और राइस. The layers, first rice, meat and then rice. And they cover top of the lid and covered usko aap phir aate ke saath usko band kar dete hain aur phir usko bilkul low heat pe slow cooking
yes. So shall we move to your song, Saima? Beautiful Abida Parveen song that you bought for us, yeah? And then we'll have some more conversation after the song.
मुझ में अब रंग सब तुम्हारा है इतना कह दे के तू परदादारी है अच्छी राजदारी है, ये अच्छी राजदारी है, ये अच्छी राजदारी है, ये अच्छी राजदारी है, ये अच्छी राजदारी है।
That was a beautiful song by Abita Parveen. Actually, Abita Parveen is my favorite. I've grown up listening to Abita Parveen. I love her. Yeah. So thank you so much for sharing that song. Moving on to next question, Saima. So tell us something about your education. And I mean, are you working? Are you studying?
I'm not working because I take care of my two kids.
Sure.
So I'm currently a student of early childhood education.
Oh, that's good.
and have sort of recently completed certificate in business administration and technology.
Wow, you're an entrepreneur. Wow, that's cool. And you're studying for early childhood education teacher.
Yes.
Very good. There's a lot of shortage of teachers. So I'm sure you'll make a lovely teacher. Yes. That's good on you.
I hope so.
Yes. And where are you studying from? Is it from?
NZSE.
NZSE. Okay. It's a tertiary college.
Yes.
You must have got free studies first year. Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Well done. And moving on to our two little guests here. Hello and welcome to Planet FM. And welcome to my episode Between Meals. Okay, my show. So shall we start with you? What's your name?
My name is Ramin.
How do you say that?
My name is Ramin.
Ramin. And how do you spell Ramin?
R-A-M-E-E-N.
Oh, sounds like... I like to make connections with names. So it's like ramen noodles. Ramen, that's how I'm going to remember your name, Ramen, but it's got two E's in it. And what's your name, darling?
My name is Natalia.
Natalia, oh my gosh, how do you spell Natalia?
N-A-T-A-L-I-Y-A.
Oh, I was going to put I, Natalia with an I, but it's Natalia with a Y.
Yeah.
Cool, what does Natalia mean? Do you know the meaning of your name?
I think it's God of Gifts.
Oh my gosh, and you are, I'm sure, gifted and talented. And what does... Ramen mean?
My name means
Maybe ramen noodles was derived from your name, is
successful
it?
Successful woman.
What is, come again? What is
successful
it?
Woman.
Successful women, my gosh. Who chose your names? Mom chose your names?
No, yes.
Aapne inke naam choose kiye the?
My husband chose in Natalia name and you I chose in Ramin name.
Beautiful, very meaningful names, yes. So tell me, Natalia, where do you go to school? Of course, your mom said you go to intermediate school, isn't it?
Yeah, I go to intermediate school.
Okay, and what year level do you study?
I'm 7.
You're 7, my gosh, lot of studies. Yeah, one more year and then going to high school, yes. I teach year 5 and 6, so I know. And Raymond, what year level do you study?
I study stage 4.
You're in year 4, you mean?
No, I'm in year 3.
Year 3. But you are at stage 4 of maths. Oh,
yeah.
Yes, I know that. Good girl. Well done. Okay. So tell me something, Natalia. What do you enjoy most being in New Zealand?
I enjoy the greenery.
The greenery. Yeah. Yes, it's full of that landscape and greenery. Mm. Yes, yes. And what about you, Ramin? What do you enjoy most?
I really enjoy... having fun in New Zealand, because New Zealand's a lovely city and it's very beautiful.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a city of sails. Beautiful. I actually like the outfits you are wearing, both of you, Natalia and Ramin. Would you like to just tell me something about your outfits? Is it the traditional Pakistani outfit that you are wearing?
Yeah.
Do you want to just tell me something about that?
Sure.
Yeah, go for it. So what is this, salwar kameez, is it?
Yeah, it's a traditional dress that we wear in Pakistan.
Pakistan, yeah. And you also, you're wearing salwar kameez,
yes.
Is it? Cool, you both are looking so cool and beautiful.
Thank you.
Beautiful, yeah. You're going to share this experience back in school. Oh, I went to the station. Yes.
Yes.
I know. All right. Jaane se pehle aur kuch add karna chahenge aap, Saima? Anything else that you would like to share with us? I know you're a foodie. You love cooking.
Actually, I am enjoying cooking and like to try different recipes. And I am known for biryani.
Oh my gosh, I did say mom is biryani queen, didn't I?
Yeah, she's good at biryani.
She's good at biryani. Yeah. Next biryani at mom's place. Yes.
It's very yummy.
I have to, yes, learn from her.
Plow, nihari, haleem.
Oh my gosh, nihari.
Up.
Nihari is so cool. Have you guys eaten nihari?
Yes.
Ah, it's tempting, man.
Chapli kebab, seekh kebab.
My mouth is watering now. Chapli kebab, nihari and biryani.
I love chapli kebab.
Kofta, yes, paratha, halwa puri.
I love halwa puri.
Gulab jam. Gulab jam.
Oh my gosh.
Chana chaat, dahi bade.
Oh.
Dahi bade is my favorite of all.
Sounds like it's a feast, you know. Yes.
Yes.
A feast, yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Saima, for coming and joining us on Between Meals. And it was absolutely my pleasure to have you on Planet FM. And thank you, girls, for sharing your little stories around your names and, you know.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure
You're
having
welcome.
You both as well.
Thank you.
And school holidays are still on, isn't it?
Yes. One more week. But then we have to do homework.
Oh, teachers have to go back. Yes. Next week, even I have to go back to school. To school. So thank you so much, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Bye.
Demo them.